2 Peter 2:19 says, while they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. That was the verse that came to mind when I realized we have another May Day on our plate. I remember seeing May Day listed for May 1st on the calendars that hung around the house or pretty much anywhere. I also remember that I wondered if it had something to do with airplanes crashing. I used to love play acting like a military pilot in a dogfight during World War II. Mayday, mayday, I've lost both engines, we're going down. You know, we'd really get into it. But when I asked a couple of adults when I was a kid what May Day on May 1st was, they didn't really give me a good answer. But one man said, I remember him saying, it's a communist holiday. I thought, that's stupid. Why would they put a communist holiday on our calendars? And for the longest time, that's all I knew about May Day. I don't remember any kind of May Day celebrations or observations in our school or anything like that, certainly not in my home or the church. But then came the day as an adult that I got a union job that required union membership. And the first year on that job, I learned that our union was basically just a wing of the Democrat Party. After I was off of probation and I had some security, you know, in my job, I would voice my opposition to the Democrat Party platform on abortion and Sodom and gun control and basically their agenda for Marxist socialism. And then there came this big union meeting. It was an election year. And this meeting was on what day, would you guess? Yep, May 1st, May Day. So I started doing some digging. And this is before the internet was a big thing. And I found out that May Day is a day that's supposed to be set apart for workers and that it's an international special occasion, I'll call it. I don't think the word holiday fits May Day in any way, shape, or form. But the original purpose of May Day was admirable. Back when unions served the needs of workers and not Marxist politics or Democrat politics. Back in the 1890s, unions and organizations for workers rallied to fight for an 8-hour work day and overtime pay. Some people were working 12 to 14 hours a day. Most worked at least 10 hours a day. And then they fought for workplace safety. Large numbers of people were injured and killed on the job in those days. So we certainly would support those things. But since gaining these rights for workers in America, unions have become nothing but a tool for Marxist corruption. So it's fitting that a day now connected with socialism and Marxism happens on a day that was originally, and still is, a day of pagan nature worship. Maypole dancing and other fertility rites. Some refer to this as these each of these purposes as red and green. The reds are the socialist Marxist for so-called workers' rights events, and then the greens are the pagans. My family just always celebrated my little brother's birthday on May 1st. Now he lives out of state, so we just wish him well on his birthday and we go about our business. And you may ask, well, what's the point of this devotional? It's simply this: don't take part in things without knowing what the purpose is and having a good reason as to why you're taking part. And the purpose in all that we do is supposed to be to glorify God. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. As Jesus and Paul demonstrated many times, in order to glorify God, we must shame sinful mankind and expose the corruption of man-made organizations and events. If you don't believe me, read Matthew 23, Acts 13, 9 through 11, then read through the New Testament. You'll see these things throughout. May Day is a celebration of wicked paganism on one hand and the evils of communist, Marxist, socialist corruption on the other. We don't put our hope in nature or in communist utopias. We put our hope in the one true Savior of the world named Jesus Christ, and we look forward to His return and reign on earth as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In the meantime, we'll put man in his place in the dirt and lift up Jesus, giving Him all praise, honor, and glory. Amen.